Actual day, the Torah Way in Northwest London, Sunday, 24th of Kislev, 18th of December, Ren HaRav Beryl Knopfle Shlita, Hanukkah. This week's Torah is sponsored by family in Nemeth, the third Nisuyan, Simchas Nisuyan of the grandson, Chaim Ryan, to Malki Karp. The Chasna is on Tuesday, Mr. Shem. He wrote, and she's going to bias, the mom is for all the shame, Velis Hilo.
First of all, Rabbis, I can express my admiration for the listeners in any case, who without saying, but for the organizer, it's unbelievable, really unbelievable. And I'll tell you the honest, I'm going to be Magala to your thought. I knew when he called me because it comes up on the phone. And I was adamant, I'm going to say no. My plate is full, I'm going to say, and I did say no, but it didn't help. Always gets the better of me. Yeah. Only way out is not to answer the phone, and he keeps on phoning. It's impossible. That's why he's so successful. Okay, second thing I want to say is, you know, the Sfasema says, the Gemara in Shabbos has Siloys Shmanim Shomru Chachomim Ein Madlikin Bohem B'Shabbos Madlikin Bohem B'Chanukah. Okay, don't worry, I'm not going into the sugi now, it's complicated. But the Sfasema says that Psilis Ushmanim, you take Neir, Psila, Shemen, makes Nefesh. There's certain Nefoshes, you can't be Madlik them with Shabbos. But when it comes Chanukah, you can be madlik them. You can inspire them when it comes Chanukah. I read somewhere in one of the weekly a story about somebody that was a Gvi. We went through Nebuch the Holocaust. He shumoifen didn't want to give to any tzedakah whatsoever. He was very. And they made a Chanukah show somewhere. They invited him to the Chanukah show. And he started crying. He started remembering about Chanukah and changed him completely. It's nefesh ein madlikin behem Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't inspire them, but Chanukah inspires. Okay, Mama Hamuska. We all know Rabbeisa the Kasha, famous of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks the Kasha that why do we have 8 days Chanukah? We only have seven. The nest was 7 days. I had enough for one day. Rav Babat, the Sanhedrin, the Ruv, once said the amount of tirutzim that have been said to the Beis Yosef Kasha is part of the Nes Chanukah because it's Moisiv v'hoylech Moisiv. I just want to say over a very interesting teretz, which I'm not sure if it's printed, but it's certainly not on the Sefer Beis Halevi, but it came from the Beis Halevi. It's an unbelievable teretz, and I want to just add a little bit to it as well. The Beis Halevi said, when the Chashmonaim came to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they saw that complete destruction of everything that was inside the Beis HaMikdosh, didn't make the slightest sense at all that she'd go and look for a bottle or a jug or a jar of oil. It didn't make sense. The upheaval that was over there was just so great that it didn't make sense that they would find it. But our fault became, we're going to look. They looked and they found. It says the ness is that they looked for a jug of oil and they found it. So the finding was not the ness. The ness was that they actually were inspired enough to look for. As I said, Masalevi. So I wanted to stell through a very interesting Zach. So Mamela, the first day Chanukah really is to represents that nest that they actually searched and looked for the oil. You know, there's a vault from Rameir Shapiro. Rameir Shapiro says an unbelievable vault, which is something that he experienced in his life as well, as we all well know, I think. Rameir Shapiro says there's a posuk in the Torah. Posuk says, Avraham Avinu, the Rebbe Shem told him when he said, whatever, Rebbe Shem told him, Tzei achutza, go out, usfoyres hakoychovim, Im tuchal lefspar oisam. Ayoim eloi, what did he say to him? Koi yeh zarecha. Rameh Shapiro said, can you really count stars? Can you count stars? Said the Torah says in Purushim, tuchal lefspar oisam. But Purushim told Avram count. So Purushim is telling him to do something which to you seems an impossible thing to do. And Avram Avinu, nevertheless, listens. Baruch Hashem says, count. I know it's impossible, but if that's what Baruch Hashem says, that's what I'm going to do. So, Baruch Hashem told him, Rabbi Shapiro says now, Koi Ye Zarecho. That's a midah that your descendants are going to have. Your descendants are going to have a midah to seemingly something which is impossible to achieve, but if you feel it's the right thing to do, because that's what the Rebbe Hashem wanted to do, you do it. The rest, Siyata Deshmaya. Didn't the Ponovich Rov say when he was Miyasid the Yeshiva that, yes, I'm choluming, it's true, but I'm awake when I'm choluming? And he had this cholum, which was only a dream, which everybody laughed at him, how he's going to build at that time a yeshiva, and he did it. Koye Zarecho. That's the middle that your children are going to have. Ramesh Shapiro himself, they also laughed at him when he was thinking of building this wonderful yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachma Lurim, and he achieved, he built it, he managed. That's what Ramesh Shapiro experienced, and that's what he said, pshat in this pasuk. Avraham Avinu instilled it into Klal Yisrael when the Ribbono Shel Olam told him, Sporas HaKachom, Im Tuchal Espor, Vayom Eloi, Koi Yeh Zarecho. That, Rabbeinu, is what the Beis Halevi is saying. They had, and they did something, they went searching for the oil, which didn't make sense, it made no sense at all. And what happened? The Baruch Hashem gave himself to the Shema, and they found. Now you know why it's called Chanukah. We're talking about the Chofei Kislev. The Chofei Kislev is Koi, that's the part of the Koi Yezarecho, which Avraham Avinu instilled, and that's what they did. That's why we celebrate Chofei as well as all the other days, because there was one nest that happened then, and that was the Koi Yezarecho, and that's why it's called Chanukah. You know, you find in the Torah says, by the Akedah, Baruch Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, go on Shecht Yitzchok. Yeah? So Rashi brings down, it's the Pele. Ribbono Shel Olam told him he's going to have descendants for Yezarecho, Kafaru, Oretz, and now he's going to Shecht his son. He didn't understand. How's that going to be? Says in Akedah, Nelcho ad Koi. So Rashi says, V'nire ma yie im Koi Yezarecho. What does that mean? Again, it was a seemingly impossible thing. Contradiction, Ribbono Shel Olam conflict. Ribbono Shel Olam told him, Koi Yezarecho. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam going to tell him to Shecht Yezarecho San Yitzchok, who hasn't got any descendants after him at all. Nevertheless, we go. Nelcho ad Koi. V'nire ma yie im Koi Yezarecho. All the same is thought. You know, the boys said, some parts of Klal Yisrael have a minig that on Chanukah they start Kriyas HaTorah not as we do, but they go a few psukim earlier, Berachas Kohanim. Some have the minig, some have the minig to do. You mean maybe many have the minig, and we just have the minig of not doing it. That's what you're saying. Yeah, they start from there. Why do they start from there? It's Berachas Kohanim. It's not to do with Chanukah. The answer is, Rabbi said, it is. I'll tell you why. Because it says at the beginning of Berachas Kohanim, Koi Sevoruchu as Bnei Yisrael. Koi Sevoruchu as Bnei Yisrael. But why is Koi Sevoruchu to do with this Koi that we're talking about? The answer is, the Kohanim, they're giving the Bracha physically, but where's the Bracha coming from? The Pasuk says, Mufurish, the Somu as Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, you do it, the Ani Avorachim, the Rebbeinu says, I'm going to do it. The sort of Koi says in Berachas Kohanim, and that's why we land on the first day Chanukah, those who do. Because the first day Chanukah was taka that yisod of the Koi Yezarecho, that was the Chanukah, and that's why we do it on that. So that's the Psilas Ushmanim, Sha'omru Chachomet. Bemis, the Milchoma was also the same way. Milchoma, which was by Matasyo and his children, it was Rabbi Biyad Ma'atzim, a piece Seichel did not make sense that they could be Milat Seichel and Milchoma. But they knew it was the right thing to do, they did it, and the Ribbon Shalom helped them, and they won the Milchoma. Very, very important yesod we need to take out for life from that. This Indian of Koye Zarecho. Sometimes you can achieve things that are impossible. And we, Rabbi Sayed, those who have to do with our scholars of Tzorche Tzibur, they see it the whole time. See, you achieve the impossible. You do what you have to, and the Ribbono Shel Olam does the rest for you. And that's the Psilas of Shlanim, Shamru Chachomim, Eimadikim. You get inspired by Chanukah, because this is the Nakuda that you see. Okay. let's go a little further. You know, there's Ramozim, many, many Ramozim. We've started Parshas Miketz, you know that. Shabbos Mincha, we've already learned Parshas Miketz. And most years, Miketz is Shabbos Chanukah, most years. Not every year, he'll tell us that. Not every year, but most years. It's, certainly, Miketz is always part of Chanukah, Shabbos Miketz. May not be that Shabbos Chanukah is Parshas Miketz. You know, you find in many of the Sforim, Ramozim and hints to Chanukah, Chimesh, and some already in school, we used to start already from Vayishkocheyu at the end of Vayeshev. There's Ramozim on Asher Baruch Hashem, came up like the Terutzim on the Besasos Kasha, the amount of Ramozim that we have for Chanukah in Parshas Miketz. Now, I want to tell you two which come from Rishonim, and this is, it's unbelievable. Rishonim say something, seems no shachas whatsoever. Shilta Giboirim, who's a Rishon, he writes, Ani Yomtev, whatever, I can't remember the Rosh, I haven't got it in front of me. He said, we have in Parshas Miketz, when the brothers of Yosef came, and Yosef invited them for a suda. He had to show them that this is kusher fleisch, git geschochten. It says in the Torah, utvayach tevach vehochin. Now, the last ches of tevach together with vehochin makes Chanukah. Let's just jumbled up, but it's Chanukah. Vehochin, Abshimin. Vehochin, and the last ches, it's Chanukah. Chanukah is Merum, is Mamish, with the letters. Yeah, you don't find it so often. Once in Davening, you can find it, yeah, as well. Sim Shulam Taivo. Chain Vochesed. From across the three words, the last hey of Taivo, Chain Vochesed, and you get Chanukah as well. Okay? You get Chanukah, and no, it's Udi, it doesn't work. Chalish. Shulam, Sim Shulam Taiva, Vyosim Lachor Shulam, Chalish and Gezuk, Brichas Kailim, yeah? Exactly. So what's the Keshe? It's very nice. Toyach Tevach Lachem. Thank you very much, yeah? Then he says more. Tavoyach Tevach is Gematria 44. Tavoyach Tevach, work it out. Tavoyach Tevach is Gematria 44. We all know 44, because if you buy Price's candles, you have 44 candles there. Although you can never use those little candles for Shabbos, so, but it's 44 candles in there, which is 36 candles, plus another 8, Shamushim, is 44. Yeah? So Zokta Tvayach Tavach is 44, you have 44 candles. He's a Rishon. He's not, you know, I don't want to say it's a Russian, he's my dad. Ali, he held Mamish. What's he going to do with it? What's he going to do with Chanukah? What's that, Sashaychus? Good Kasha. Then there's a Maril, which the Poskim bring down. Shabura. He says, not in Parshas Miketz, a bit earlier, not so long ago, Parshas Vayishlach, Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh. You all know the story of Yaakov Avinu, yeah, and Hutzalei Ali Reichoi, it says, Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh. So the Maril, Loi is Lamed Vuv, 36. Hashemesh is the Shamushim, together. Hashemesh is the Shamus. So you got Vayizrach Hashemesh, a Remez for. Ashaychus Makesh. It's very nice. So, what's a Pshat? So I think I want to suggest a Pshat in it, yeah? And we'll see if you're happy with it or not. We'll try. It says a chiddush in the Cheshek Shlomo. He's got Shuva. The Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna. He's got Shuva Sefer called Binyan Shlomo. Shalas Shuva Binyan Shlomo. He also says a chiddush. Chiddush. Parshas Vayishlach. Do Alav in the Torah. The Torah says Al Kain Al Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Esgid Tanoshe. Ad Hayom Hazeh. Stehen in the Torah. Ad Hayom Hazeh. So states in Cheshek Shlomo. We know all lavim in the Torah, all mitzvahs in the Torah. Ani ma'amin b'munah shleima shezayis haTorah loisei mochlefes loisei Torah acheres ma'boyri yisporach shemoi in le'osad lovei after triyas ha'meisim. All mitzvahs, all isurim will be noig. Will be noig. So the Bein Shem chazug lachedish. Gidal Noshe is not going to be noig. Not going to be noig. No Gidal Noshe. Okay, lo yachol meisas Gidal Noshe. So are you going to ask me, ani ma'amin b'munah shleima? Ani ma'amin b'munah shleima? Zogt shilta gib, zogt shkreshek shleima? I'm not. So al kein lo yachol b'nei yisras Gidal Noshe ad hayoim hazeh. The love is only applicable ad hayoim hazeh, but not loss of love. Loss of love, that love is not going to exist. As I have to tell you, it's very clear, the Stechemet, himself and others are choylik on this chiddush of what he says. But as I zukte, now, what is the pshat? Why? So, the answer to that is a very interesting tzach. If you look carefully at the chinuch on the lav of our king, lo yochlu bnei Yisrael eskid anoshe. Chinuch says, king lo yochlu bnei Yisrael eskid anoshe. Every mitzvah, he says, mishroshei ha-mitzvah, the Shurash of the Mitzvahs, he says, this laugh in the Torah is, what was it the Zecha for? The story that happened with Yaakov was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov Be'ofka Yimoy. Something did happen. He was fighting with the Sarash Esau, he was in Natseach, the Sarash Esau, but there was Epis and Agir Be'kaf Yerech Yaakov, which made him beat Salea Al Yerecha. What happened? Baruch Hashem Vayova Yaakov Sholem. Yeah, Shoem Begufo, Shoem Bemamoinoi. Vayizrach Lea Shemesh, the Shemesh was Merapim. Shemesh was Merapim. Zog de Chinuch, you should know that. Every single Tzorah, Chas V'Sholem, should never happen. That happens in Klal Yisrael. Every single Tzorah has a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. That's what Gidal Noshe is trying to tell you. It's trying to remind you there was a Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, and the Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov had repercussions and ramifications. Had Afa became by Yisrach Le'Hashemesh, that was the light at the end of the tunnel. And if you look carefully, you should know the Shloah Kodesh brings down that. Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, why was he a little bit nizoik? Because although Yaakov did no avera with having married two sisters, but the Maisa, we know that two sisters is osa in the Torah to do, and Yaakov did it, he did it in Chutzlorets, and he did it before Matan Torah, and whatever the Cheshbonos were, he did it. So for that, even though it's not magia him any oynish at all, but just to show there was a Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov Ofka Ima for that reason, as I state in Shloah HaKodesh. Now, in Zoya HaKodesh, it says, listen carefully, there's 365 lavin in the Torah, and these 365 lavin represented by the 365 days in the year. I know Yiddish year is 354, but it's all balances out with the leap years. It's 365 lavin, 365 days. Steht in Zohar Kodesh is Mufurish. The love of Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Eskid Anoshe is Tisha B'Av. It's referring to Tisha B'Av. And he says, Es Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Eskid Anoshe Es Tisha B'Av Es Tisha B'Av. And he says, that's the one that represents, it says, Chomer Digger things. It says, somebody eats on Tisha B'Av, is as if he ate Gedanosha. And somebody who eats Gedanosha is as if he eats on Tisha B'Av. As I stated in the Zayah HaKodesh. And in addition, the Sifsei Koyin Al HaTorah, always known as the Shach Al HaTorah, which is not the Shach really, was the Talmud of the Arizal, Sifsei Koyin Al HaTorah, he says there's more than that Marum is there. We have a few Tanesim in the year, which are connected to Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and these Tanesim, says, are Marumas in the word Gid. Gimel is Gimel Tishri, Yud is Yud Teves, and the total of Gid is Yud Zayin, which is Yud Zayin Tammuz. So we have Al Kain, Layoichu B'nei Yisroel, S, Gid, S is Tishri B'Av, and Gid is the other Tanesim of the year, because Gid Hanosha is to do with Tishri B'Av and to do with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So we see from here that the Chorban Beis HaMikdash is Merumas, and the Shloah Kodesh says that it's to do with the fact that Yaakov Avinu was nice to Shtei Achoyes, that was the Negiya B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov. But Vayizrach LeHashem, we always know that at the end of the day, it's Vayizrach LeHashem, end of the day, beginning of the day, Vayizrach LeHashem, Vayizrach LeHashem, as I stay. And therefore, the Pshat now in the Binyan Shlomo, Cheshek Shlomo, is Hafla Vofele. He says this whole concept, what the Chinuch says, to understand that if something bad happened or happens to a person, then at the end of the day, there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's not Shaykh Lasadavai. Lasadavai is Yom Shekule Toiv. Yom Shekule Toiv. So we're not going to have that necessity to understand that if something bad happens, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Bizman, that the Migdash Shlishi hasn't been built, then we can Chas v'Sholom have sufferings, but we need the chizuk of the Alkein Layoch of Layisos Gedanoshe together with the Vayizach LeHashem that comes afterwards, which the Chinuch says, is to show us and teach us that always, always there's a Yeshua at the end. So lost it, we don't need it. So Mamela, the Chinuch says, that's a pshat in Alkein Layoch of Layisos Gedanoshe and Hayom Hazeh, further than that, not. As I state, that's Chiddush. You look at the story of Hanukkah. Look at the story of Hanukkah. The emphasis is, the story of Hanukkah was exactly that. The story of Hanukkah was, it's a great mamash. Choyshech Zuyovan. This is a tunnel. Choyshech Zuyovan. As I state in Medrash, Choyshech Zuyovan. When the Yovanim were trying to break Klal Yisrael's Luchnius at the time of Hanukkah, it was a dark time. Those who understood, really, like the Chashmonoim, understood it was mamash a dark time. And what happened? Suddenly, they had this ness of the Melchoma, and then they had the ness of finding the Oyer, and there was Oyer at the end of the tunnel. Oyer at the end of the tunnel. This is the story of Hanukkah. The whole story of Hanukkah was that. Now, understand the Maril. The Maril says, Vayizrach loy Hashemesh. Vayizrach LeHashemesh is Chanukah. It's exactly what happened. Chanukah was the Choyshech, exactly what's being Nirmaz hinted to in the whole story of Yaakov being Tzolei Al Yirechai in the Vayizrach LeHashemesh that happened at the end. That was the story of Chanukah. So the Maril, you should know, in Vayizrach LeHashemesh states that ness of Chanukah, and therefore the number of Neiris, some rumors in Loi and Hashemesh, Vayizach Loi Hashemesh. That's the Shaykhs that Maril found between it and Vayizach Hashemesh. I mean, you know, I don't like saying this part because the Makoiris are a bit dodgy, but one thing we do know is Yaakov, just before that, when this happened, he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. He went back for the jugs that he left behind, Pachim Ketanim. Vayivose Yaakov lebadoi, levadoi, the Tazakeni Balatosis says, lebadoi, is referring to oil. He went back for that, but he wasn't. That's when it happened. And it says, doing svorim that those pachim have something to do with the pach shemen. But it's the same pach shemen, it's not the same. I haven't got a proper makor, not strong enough makor. It's the same pach shemen, but some shaykhs, pachim katanim, with the pach shemen of the ness of Hanukkah that happened at the end. So that is the Vayibosa Yakad Vada, and that's the story which is being Muramas. Okay, what about the Shilta Giborim? Shilta Giborim says, Tvoyach Tevach Vahochem. Now you know, Gemara says in Chulin, what did he show them, Yosef, to his brothers? He showed them first the Mokam Shchita, and he showed them that there was a proper Shchita, Kushe, Vyushe, Mahatrim, Mena Mahatrim, Meir Rabulim's Hechsha, it's 100% okay, Utvoyach Tevach. And the Gemara says, Tvoyach Tevach Vahochem, says he showed them that the Gidam Nosha had been taken out. Showed them that the Gidam Nosha had been taken out. You see the Kesher now? It's unbelievable. The Gidam Nosha taken out is exactly the Masa Chanukah. Masa Chanukah is the Masa, Shchiduch says, Shtoirish of the Issa, the love. Of Al Kein Lo'echem Reisos Gidam Nosha is to show you that even when there's a Tzora, at the end of the day, there's a Vayizach Le'ashemesh. Show the Gidam Nosha. They verstanden, this is Chanukah. That's why Tvoyach Tevach Vahochem is Taka Remez, as he says to Chanukah. Finish off the last couple of minutes that I have. You know that Torah says, now listen, we say one of the things that Yevonim were aiming for was Lashkichon Torasecho, Ulhaaviron Mechuke Ritzanecho. So Lashkichon Torasecho, that's what they wanted. They were aiming at Yevonim could not, they knew that they were the greatest Chachomim in the world. But they knew that Klal Yisrael was cleverer than them. So all they wanted, because they knew, was because Klal Yisrael have a Torah, and they learn it, hafachbo, the kulabo, they learn everything from the Torah. So they wanted to be like that. They knew that Klal Yisrael were far greater than them in Chochmah, and couldn't take that. That's what they wanted to be like. It says an interesting zach. It says, Ato barachmecha rabim, omad tolehem be'isarosom. After Shivam, I would say into something shot. You know, in Torah, it says the Ato Tzave as Bnei Yisrael, Ato Tzave as Bnei Yisrael, V'yikru Elecho Shemin Zayis, Ato Tzave V'yikru Elecho Shemin Zayis. So the Mefarshim ask a question: what's this the Ato? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. I know Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Tzave, but what's the Ato? Tzave as Bnei Yisrael. It sounds odd to us, Tzavah, but that's really what Shul said. What's the Ato Tzavah? Forshim say, very interesting. The one says in Erevin, Ilemole, Lainishtabru, Luchos, Rishonis. The Luchos would not have been broken by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Hoysa Shekhasatur, there would not have been Shekhasatur and Klaris, so there wouldn't have been. Because everything was written. Maybe encrypted, but it was there in the Luchos Rishonis. Everything was there in the Luchos Rishonis. And there would not have been single Shekhas HaTorah, because anything that a person wanted to know would have found in the Luchos Rishonis. Luchos Rishonis were more than what was in the Luchos Achronis. Moshe Rabbeinu smash it, Taka, Shteit Mufurish in the Gemara, Ribbono Shel Hiskim Al Yodai was one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and Moshe Rabbeinu did, and the Ribbono Shel was Maskim Al Yodai. The Banshul said, listen, you were going on Shikhas HaTorah, you have to revive it in the best way possible. Gemara says that Shemen Zayis helps for Zikoron. Zikoron says Shemen Goron Hoiris. So Shemen Zayis, Shemen oil helps for Zikoron HaTorah. The Banshul said, the Ato, Dafka you, because you broke the Luchos, and you brought into this world Shikhas HaTorah, you have to be mesaken it. Ato tzave as Bnei Yisrael v'ikrei l'Hashem Zayis, and the tikkun was the Shemen Zayis, which helps for Zikoron LaTorah. That's the V'atom. I'm suggesting maybe it says here in Alanisim. Yeah, you remember Alanisim from last year, Mr. Mano? It says Alanisim. States Lashkicham Teresecho and Alviro Mechukal Isamecho. Now, V'ato Rachamecho Horabim Matzalim Beisrosov. It's referring to that V'ato and V'ato Tzatzave. That V'ato Rachamecho Horabim Matzalim Beisrosov. That V'ato is coming to help us because Shemen Zayis of Chanukah that we use, Shemen Zayis, going to revive this Lashkicham Teresecho as it did in the time of the Yevonim. And that's how we're going to be Zoichim, Yetz Hashem, with the Matlikin, Bohan, Bechanukah, and then Yetz Hashem, the Chizuk that Chanukah gives of the Vayizrach Le'Hashemesh, will understand this Nakuda that is Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochin. Chanukah is a time when we can revive ourselves in the middle of a dark winter, cold winter. We can revive ourselves in every way. And Yetz Hashem, we should be Zoicha to Yeshua's and Yetz Hashem to the base of Mikdash Mamish, and we should be Matik the Neiris there.
Amen.